We hear again some of the words from Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. In the name of Jesus. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is the holy law. Two commandments, says Jesus. Commandment one, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Commandment two, love your neighbor as yourself. The whole Ten Commandments down to just two. Do these two, says Jesus, and you will live. Luke 10:27. Eternal life, not just another day. Jesus says you will live. It's not another week only on the calendar, another candle on the birthday cake, but you live. You stand before God in eternity, a resurrected body that is yours, for you are baptized into the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Life. So God gives us the way to love neighbor. He gives us real ways. Wake up in the morning and go about the business of loving neighbor ways. Not a sappy cliche of how the world needs love, 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 but actual love rooted in facts, in deeds, actions. God gives you that. How to love neighbor? Jesus shows us some of how. He gives respect to the Roman officer as one whose vocation is to serve neighbor for safety and peace. Jesus honors the tax collector. Collect taxes, he tells him. Just don't do it corruptly or oppressively. Even the chief priest and even the Roman governor, who are about the business of putting him on the cross, Jesus honors them. They are in offices to serve neighbor, whether they do it or not. How to love neighbor? Serve in our vocations, in these callings God gives us for our lives. The husband loves in giving the gifts of husband, concrete daily actions to serve wife and family. The waking up to go to the job, the fixing the broken doorknob in the house, the helping with the child's homework, all these everyday deeds. Our Lord gives the husband ways to love neighbor. The wife loves by giving the gifts of wife, real world daily actions to serve husband and family. The employer loves neighbor by daily doing the things of the workplace, the securing maybe of a new business contract, the hiring of a janitor, the paying of salaries and reimbursements of company expenses. Boring sounding things perhaps, but this is our Lord giving ways to serve neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. The student, can he or she do the boring algebra homework? But this homework is in service to neighbor. Isn't this learning of algebra, after all, done toward what might later be a job building houses or a college degree to be a police officer or a nurse? God gives us the way to serve neighbor. It's vocation. We all have vocations. We have not one, but several. We are sons or daughters, that's vocation. Some men are husbands, some women wives, vocations. Those who are not given to be husband or wife, the single, honored vocations for them too. Vocations as friends and helpers, as confidants and counselors maybe, to someone who's hurting. Always, we all have a vocation to pray for family and neighbor. God gives us the ways of loving our neighbor. These daily duties, these everyday tasks, they are honorable. They are received in thankfulness and joy from God. For what is better than to be given by God the concrete, real-world ways of serving family and neighbor? But we know it goes wrong. The honor is cheated, the joy stolen. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanities. I applied my heart to seek and to search out wisdom, by wisdom, all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and is striving after wind. What went wrong? Honorable service to neighbor, joyful acts of love. Will the man hired maybe to put a roof on the house pound each nail with a joy of knowing that by installing these shingles, he's doing the work God honors him with, so that by his hands and his hammer, he is serving neighbor, a neighbor who God loves and whose family God wants protected even from the rain? Or does each nail rather go in with a complaint about the unfairness of the wages and the vanity of a life spent building houses? But at the end of the day, we all die anyway, so what better description for it all than vanity? What has gone wrong? We know what has gone wrong. It's our sin. We do this work not from pure hearts, but from sinful flesh. So we do this work not to serve neighbor, but to build up ourselves, to build up our wealth, to build up our own names. And when we then survey the work we've done through our life, all we can say is vanity, emptiness, nothing more than mist in the morning, burned away by the hot sun of the day. What goes wrong? Our sinful flesh, seeing our jobs, our duties, our vocations, not as callings God is giving us to be servants to our neighbor, but as nothing more than the way that we have to go through life, day after day, problem after problem, task after task. Even marriage can be emptied of the joy, the husband and wife seeing it as one big ongoing task to be dealt with. Even a son or daughter ends up obeying parents, not as the gift they are from the Lord to take care of them and teach them, but as the ongoing oppressive task which must be obeyed. Vanity of vanities. That is what Jesus took upon himself. His calling from the Father, his vocation, to be the new Adam, to stand on this earth as the man who takes upon himself our sin, our neglect of our neighbor, our cheapening of our vocations. The old Adam, the Adam of the sin back in the Garden of Eden, he heard the sentence for his sin. Only by the sweat of his brow would he eat. It would be vanity. The new Adam, though, the Son of Man, Jesus, he took that to bear the sin, to atone for the guilt, to justify the sinner. That's his vocation, his calling from God. By his blood, these lives of ours, they are redeemed. Now, the man putting on the shingles, it's hard work, but he's doing it with a life redeemed by Christ Jesus. Every nail his hand hammers, that is God using him to serve neighbor. And in this week, in the midst of death and the evil that was done in El Paso, the police officers running to the rescue to arrest the one doing the evil, to help the people hurt, we honor the police officers, their hands used by God. That's vocation. The EMTs, we honor them too, for God honors them by calling them to serve neighbor and bringing rescue and care, even in the worst situations. And we lament the sadness of a man who didn't know his vocation to love neighbor and serve neighbor in his job, but instead used his hands to exert his own power. Jesus knows these lives of ours, the ones hurting in El Paso, the hurt that has come to the police officers who had to see it, and the EMTs, the hurt of the families. Jesus knows these lives. He has redeemed them. He has raised us up to life with him. He knows this world, and he has redeemed us from it, made us his own. This is baptism. Our hands then, our time, our conversation, all of it has been redeemed by Jesus. His blood did that. His blood that he brings to us now as he gives it to us to drink for the forgiveness of our sin. This is the blood that removes not only our guilt, but the shame of this world around us. Are our hands not still sinful, though? Do our days still not get worked out in lives of sin? Yes, until we are with our Lord in the resurrection, all that we do, we still do it in our sinful flesh. But these bodies of sin, these lives of vanity, it is still taken up by our Lord Jesus, who has redeemed it all with his own blood. We now do our work from bodies, from lives justified by Jesus and living in his gift of repentance and life. Lives redeemed by the blood of Jesus, consciences cleansed by the word of forgiveness. This is no longer vanity. This is now joy. It is honor. We belong to him. He forgives us and makes us his own and servants to our neighbors. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Go, eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. In the name of Jesus, amen.